Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Lifestyle medicine is the future of medicine as it addresses and treats the cause of disease and illness. And it can do so much without the use of expensive drugs, surgeries, or medical procedures. On today's special edition of Health and Longevity, we will be featuring Dr. James Peters, MD. Dr. Peters will tell us about the landmark Take 10 program offered at Adventist Health St. Helena Hospital Lifestyle Medicine Institute in St. Helena, California. Dr. Peters is board certified in preventive medicine and brings considerable expertise in primary care and diagnostic medicine. Dr. Peters' emphasis in health promotion and disease prevention by starting with lifestyle medicine to treat the cause of illness. He promotes healing, well-being, and optimal health by focusing on the whole person, that's the physical, mental, social, and spiritual aspects of an individual. He draws on his lifestyle medicine expertise, utilizing the best of traditional medicine and integrating evidence-based interventions, including nutrition, exercise, botanical, and natural methods. Well, Dr. Peters, thank you for being on the program with us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, you have a very interesting background. You're a medical doctor. You got a doctorate in public health, and you have something else that you don't think of most doctors doing, but you're also a registered dietitian nutritionist like myself.
Yes.
And let's go over your background because you have quite a variety of degrees and expertise.
Well, my first degree was actually in psychology, and I got really interested in health behavior change and what motivates people to change and how ready they are to change and what are some of the obstacles they have to overcome. What are strategies to help us achieve that? Later, I went into respiratory therapy, actually, and learned more about the pulmonary function system and breathing and how important that is to the whole system. Picked up my dietetics, learned more about nutrition, became a registered dietitian. And I saw the importance how really nutrition and breathing, breathing's part of nutrition because that, you know, the oxygen helps unlock the energy that's in food. So those all are tied together. I got my other training in Doctor of Public Health in preventive care, really looking at more prevention and health promotion. How do we help people actually become healthy? And with the study of epidemiology, that's really the science of looking at causation. What causes problems? And the concepts of, you know, risk factors. What's the cause of heart disease? What's the cause of emphysema or Alzheimer's or diabetes? And we have come up with a number of risk factors. Well, it struck me one day that, you know, at the beginning of creating their Take 10 lifestyle medicine program, really what we're after is what causes health? And so what's the cause of health? What are the risk factors of being healthy, so to speak? And so that's really where we've started to put our emphasis in my practice and in our Take 10 program has been, what are the elements necessary to be healthy? And if we can satisfy these elements, the body will do a lot better. And so all of my previous experience and things have kind of come together, and it seems to be all at the right moment to really help people achieve optimal health.
Now, you're located at Adventist Health St. Helena Hospital in the Lifestyle Medicine Institute. And for those people that have not heard the term lifestyle medicine, tell us a little bit, how is lifestyle medicine different than, you know, regular conventional medicine that's going on today?
Well, when we think of standard medical care, it offers a lot of benefits for people who are sick. Standard medical care really looks at symptoms. You know, what are your symptoms? What condition do you have? And we look for ways to ameliorate the problem, to help people get well, get better. And usually we start with, in standard medicine, giving you a medicine, giving you something. Hey, your blood pressure is high. Here's you a pill to lower it. Your blood sugar is too high. Here's you another medicine to lower that. Your cholesterol looks high. Here's another medicine. And we typically start treating more symptoms. And the way the whole reimbursement system is for standard medicine is set up for more rapid care and not allowing for much education or education training for the patient. Lifestyle medicine says, you know, there's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences. Our mode of intervention or treatment really is education to the patient. And so when we look at it and say lifestyle, that's basically a sum of your habits. What do you do consistently? And everything we do has an impact on our health, we realize. So how much sleep do I get? How much exercise and movement do I get? What type of foods do I eat? And how much hydration do I have? How much sunlight do I get? And down the list of various things. And when we focus on helping the body be in a condition or environment for meeting all of its needs, the body starts to heal itself. So lifestyle medicine focuses on your style of living or on your health habits. I usually say health is the sum of your habits. What we do on a consistent basis, that's what determines whether we're healthy or not. And so the difference really with lifestyle medicine is looking at something earlier, the causation of the problem. Let's treat the cause. Your cholesterol's high. It's not because you have a deficiency of, say, Lipitor. It's because maybe we're eating foods that are high in cholesterol. So if we decrease the intake of those foods, the problem might take care of itself. And we find that 80% of our patients who eat a better diet do not need any cholesterol medicines. Likewise, they don't need blood sugar medicines, or they don't need medicines for their blood pressure. But if they do, that's fewer medicines or medicines at a lower dose. So we find the benefits in treating the cause of the problem to be really the first step in which direction medicine should go. And that's our whole focus really in lifestyle medicine practice. Now, one other thought on that is how similar. We know if I take a blood pressure medicine, let's say lisinopril, it helps lower blood pressure and it's effective for about 24 hours. So every 24 hours I have to dose that particular blood pressure medicine. And because the effectiveness begins to decrease over that period of time. Well, now the analogy in lifestyle medicine is I say need to sleep every 24 hours. What's the dose? Anywhere from 7 to 8 or 9 hours. And if I miss sleeping, the effectiveness of the previous sleep state dissipates. I need to exercise at least every other day or the benefits are pretty much gone. And I need to breathe, you know, 10 to 16 times a minute, or else the benefits of the last breath isn't very effective. So really, it's like our habits. Lifestyle medicine focuses on the proper dosing and frequency of the things the body needs. And just like medicine, we have to redose on a regular basis to be well. That's probably what we find the similarity. We look for what's optimal dosing and frequency of health habits that the body needs for optimal health.
Now, you and your wife co-founded a real landmark program there at St. Helena Hospital and the Lifestyle Medicine Institute called the Take 10 Program. First of all, maybe give us a little, for those that aren't familiar with the hospital and the location, because you really have an idyllic area there for this lifestyle program that you're doing of St. Helena. Just maybe describe the area that the hospital is located in so they get an idea. It's really almost like a health spa, to tell you the truth.
Exactly. It's a very nice area to be living. St. Helena is in Napa Valley, Northern California. It's known for its vineyards and olive trees and a lot of agriculture. There's a lot of nice resorts and spas in this area as well. And St. Helena Hospital was really probably the second main hospital of Adventist Health, founded in 1878. And it basically, I would say, was a rural health retreat at the time, and it modeled really what we're doing today in the Lifestyle Medicine Institute. And so it had a reputation since that time and has been a continuous operational hospital. What's unique to our facility here, it's a regular acute care hospital that does open heart surgeries and has a cancer center and does all the state-of-the-art technologies. But what's unique for it is we have a separate Lifestyle Medicine Institute with 16 residential rooms. And so that makes it possible to have an intensive lifestyle intervention program. We have our own chefs. We have our own dining room. We create plant-based meals for patients. We go on walks in the beautiful valley here. And we find that it creates an ideal environment for people to get healthy. And people who might come here would be people who are feeling tired, people feeling sick, or hey, they have a new diagnosis of diabetes, or they're worried about having heart disease, or they have had heart problems, or they have problems with chronic pain or joint problems, or just a host of things. And just spending time apart in a 10-day period of time makes a world of difference for people. And we focus really on helping you understand the body, where you're at in the spectrum of health, and what you need to do to be healthier. The focus of our program is really on, it's a philosophy of what to do more. It's not on what to stop doing, like you can't eat this and don't do that. We look at it all purely on a what to do more basis. You know, it's like, well, hey, can I eat this? Or can I have more? Can I have a milkshake or something? We say, well, we don't tell you not to. What we tell you to do is you need more fruits and vegetables. The healing is in the fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, grains. And we're always trying to incorporate where to go more, what to do more to be healthy, and not pushing on what you need to stop doing.
Well, describe the program. Let's say someone were to sign up to go into the Take 10 program. I'm not sure the types of patients that you have, but is it primarily cardiovascular or diabetics or just weight loss? Or what's your typical patient and what can they experience as they enter the program?
The typical patient is really the whole spectrum of care. What's interesting is when you look at lifestyle medicine, there's something unique about it. And that is because we're focused on the components necessary to be healthy, lifestyle medicine is good for any diagnosis. And when we look at people who, let's say, they have diabetes, our diabetes results in program is amazing. People come off medicines, come off insulin if they're type 2. Obviously, type 1 is insulin dependent, but we can lower the dose of the insulin they're needing during the period of time. Mm-hmm. If they have high cholesterols and high blood pressures, that improves. If they're overweight, they lose weight. If they're underweight, they're gaining weight. And if they're feeling more tired, they're getting more energy. So we see the whole spectrum. The program is really good for anybody. And oftentimes we'll get people who are not really sure what's wrong with them. And oftentimes we might uncover it in some of our initial diagnostics that we do. Mm-hmm. But when we put the body in touch with the things that are necessary to be healthy, many of the symptoms that they might have simply get better. So we have a whole broad spectrum of people that come. We have a smoking cessation program and is really in the published medical literature from 2013, published in the Mayo Clinic Proceedings. We have the highest one-year success rate of any program in the world.
Great.
We're running close to a 60% success rate of smoking cessation.
Excellent.
And that's all integrated into part of our Take 10 program. So we have a broad appeal to most any person who has an interest in getting healthy, and that's the nice part of Take 10. When they come to the program, we blend medical with all the lifestyle health promotion components. They get a complete physical workup. We look at their medical history and their health history. We assess their health habits. Take 10 really stands for 10 health habits, and that's the Take 10. And we find that in the period of 10 days, we taught them and implemented the 10 health habits. And based on the research we see from Adventist Health Study, people who implement 4 or 5 of those habits, they can live 10 years longer. So we kind of have, hey, give us 10 days, we'll give you 10 habits, and you get 10 more years. It's kind of our saying on that.
That's great.
And it's pretty exciting to look at that. They have nutritional assessments. We have PhD clinical psychologists that kind of review where they're at in terms of what obstacles they have to change, what things that might be barriers to them making changes, and what are some of the psychosocial issues that are involved in getting healthier. We have exercise physiologists. We design a specific exercise program for each person. After we've done exercise stress tests, we actually measure oxygen uptake, which is the gold standard for fitness, and determine exactly what levels of intensity you need to be at to achieve certain types of fitness benefits. We also have available resting energy expenditure. We can measure what their resting metabolic needs are. How many calories do they really need based on measurements of their body? Mm-hmm. We look at some other functional measures like grip strength and flexibility and certain simple muscle types of strength movements that are good for practical everyday life. But we also remeasure those at the end and see typically a nice improvement in strength in just 10 days. We also do a comprehensive laboratory evaluation looking at the blood chemistry, looking at the lipids or cholesterol values, looking at vitamin B12 and vitamin D. We look at hormones. We look at protein in the urine. We look at a host of factors in a broad spectrum. And then we carefully actually evaluate. Each person sits down with a physician about 3 or 4 times during the 10 days. And we have more detailed interactions with physicians. I typically will spend about 45 minutes to an hour at each of those visits with each patient. And so they have a good understanding of where they're at, and they get an individualized healthcare plan to help achieve the goals. Of course, a crucial part is our nutrition. And we have 3 delicious meals a day for the people. We have chefs that prepare it specifically, and they're trained, really excellent chefs. And we also have lectures that patients attend every morning and oftentimes in the evening, with then outings throughout the day. Maybe, hey, go to the valley, go to the pool, do some bike rides in the beautiful Napa Valley. And that pretty much is the overall Take 10 program. And we have an exit at the end where we compare. We do some blood work again and show, hey, look at your improvements. Look at your blood pressure changes. Look at your waist circumference changes. And it's amazing all the improvements that can occur in just a week and a half.
Now, that is a really comprehensive program. You have all these experts working with each individual going through the program, as well as the education, the meals. Sounds like a real total program. You mentioned there's 10 health habits that you focus in on, what those 10 health habits are.
Of the 10, we say water. It's a real energy drink, and we encourage daily adequate consumption of water intake. Nourish to heal. Of course, that's the food, and we favor the plant-based diet. We see the most benefits for the biggest improvements on eating fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, beans. Those seem to be the most powerful foods for healing. And then the third health habit is breathing. Obviously, good respiration, full movement of the diaphragm, and proper mechanics of breathing. That we find is, of course, very essential for everything and for releasing the energy from the food. Then we have fourth habit is move for strength, movement, activity. Any activity is going to be good for us. But we focus on walking, and we focus on interval exercise and newer techniques in strength training. But walking is kind of a mainstay, and especially what we call our oxygen cocktails. After every meal, we want them walking for about 10 minutes. And that improves the blood sugar uptake and decreases the sugar spike at the end of meals 2 hours after. And it helps with digestion, and they do a lot better with that. The fifth habit is sleep for rejuvenation. We find that the benefits of sleep are amazing in terms of lower weight, lower blood pressure, less depression, more energy, go down the list, improved immune function. But what we find is sleep is not just its own separate component, but sleep is where you actually find the improvements from what you did during the day. When I exercise, when do my muscles really get stronger? It's while I'm sleeping, while I'm resting. That's when my bones get stronger. So it's a complementary thing, but a necessary part to everything we're doing. The sixth one is really sun to synchronize. And we explore all the science about sun and its healing effects and its ability to make vitamin D and boost immune system and mood and actually help lower blood pressure and synchronize your body clock and the cortisol stress hormone levels. We look also at relaxing and reviving. That's habit number 7. How do we deal with stressful things? How do we really make those little breaks in the day and rejuvenate our system and lower the heart rate and activate more of the parasympathetic system? And 8 is embracing healthy relationships. The social interaction has a very positive and a powerful outcome on our health. And then number 9 is really thoughtful choices instead of addictions. Looking at what is the best choice to make. If I go for a walk now, or if I drink water instead of a Diet Coke, the choices become crucial. And we look at some of the strategies for improving that. And then a final and 10th habit is health by faith. That's really spirituality and health. Mm-hmm. And I think one of our most powerful ones, because it can help make all the other components work the best. Because really, when we think about health by faith, we termed it that way because usually people think it really becomes more health by works. If I do all these things and I exercise, I'll get better. And if I do enough good things, I might get healthy. And What we're saying is there's a deeper connection to that. Yes, if we worked on those things, but some things to change are very difficult to do. I might be trying to not eat all the candy, or I might be trying to not smoke, or I might be trying to avoid the caffeine, and that becomes difficult because I developed, say, an affinity for it at some point. Now stopping it, hey, that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we talk about the health by faith component. We look in Scripture, you know, Galatians, where the fruit of the Spirit, peace, love, joy, long-suffering, and at the very end there, it says self-control. The ability to do what I should and not do, that's really a gift of the spiritual. So my ability to do things and not do things that are difficult, that's the spirituality joining and helping me be the healthy person without having to struggle like I did, the white knuckle of approach. So the health by faith helps us actually achieve success at a level that's much better than we would just on our own efforts.
Well, the Take 10 program sounds like an outstanding program for the individuals that may want to participate, and real motivating. And you got the science, it's a very science-based program that's based on the latest research on health and longevity and lifestyle medicine. It looks like a good program for individuals that may want to sign up, for doctors maybe that want to refer patients there. And even I understand you can work with the companies that may want to send some of their employees as well.
That's actually true. We have large employers that actually make it a health benefit plan. They cover the costs of their employees coming there. And what's exciting is insurance companies who are on those plans that actually have been monitoring their employers' health plans have shown that there's a 50% reduction in healthcare costs the year after the patients or the employees have come through our program. So it's a big cost savings when people get healthy. And been exciting to see the powerful outcomes. We have the amount of research and just evaluations on the objective measures, pre and post laboratory measures in just this short period of time. The results are exceptional, really, at how well simple health remedies in a setting, kind of leveraging maximal benefit of each of the health habits, that's a powerful outcome on our health.
And with patients that are in the program that may have a certain medical condition, as follow-up care, you actually share these results with their personal physician and maybe keep in touch with them so they're aware of everything.
That's correct. We share all the information. Patients leave with all of their interpreted labs and their multiple page reports. They also have the raw lab material. They also have their pulmonary function tests and their exercise stress testing, their EKGs, their discharge summaries, outline the improvements pre and post, and our recommendations for altering medication dosing and so on. And all that goes back to their physicians. So they have a wealth of information and understanding where they're at and what they need to do to be healthy. So it's an ideal way to, if a physician has a patient and who, let's say, newly onset of, say, diabetes, or they're struggling with their weight, this is an ideal place to kind of get on right track. And then the physician becomes their coach after that because, hey, all the key difficult education component of how to eat and what to do, we've taken care of that for them. So we work as really a team extending the physician's educational component, and we can provide that for them with the feedback as well.
Dr. Peters, tell us about some of those exciting results that you have received from your patients in the program.
Well, that's really been super amazing and exciting for us. We've had 1,500 people now who've gone through, and we have detailed measures and values on them. So we have a lot of good, solid information. We find that people who are overweight, the more overweight they are, we'll see if their body mass index is above 30, they'll lose about 5.2 pounds in just a 10-day period.
Mm.
If their BMI is above 40, it's about 6.5 pounds. And what's really great with that, everybody reports they haven't been hungry at all during the whole time.
Great.
And they never have to go off that diet. We measure inflammation, C-reactive protein. This is a protein that increases and is produced by the immune system, the white blood cells, when they're fighting infection or trying to heal something in the body. And we find those with an elevated C-reactive protein, it drops by 34% in just the 10 days. And when we look at that, it's like, well, of 10 days, that's 3.4% drop per day. We think most of it's related to the food. So it's approximately a 1% drop. There's 30 meals for the 10 days. It's about a 1% drop per meal eaten. So we think that's a very powerful medicine to eat your food and decrease inflammation and improve healing in the body.
Yes.
We're seeing amazing improvements in blood pressure. You know, the Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, if we can drop the diastolic blood pressure, you know, like 10 points and get it down below 90 or so, there's like a 50% improvement in longevity and health. And we do that without medicines in 10 days for people who have high blood pressure. So we also look at patients with diabetes. The blood sugars drop. The higher they are, the more the 3-month average, the A1C in a 10-day period come down. And so it's very exciting for us to see this decreasing in average blood sugars. And we have some very dramatic improvements in that. Oftentimes cutting medications in the blood pressure or in the blood sugar arena and getting better outcomes than when they came in. So we see some very significant improvements in that area. We also find that cholesterol, especially the LDL cholesterol, they'll drop 30, 40 points or more. We've had up to 100-point drops, people with really high levels, in just 10 days. And these are not like diets for lowering that. They're healthy diets. You never have to go off the diet. And in fact, all of us in the program and all the patients are eating the same foods, and they're all going in the same exercise sessions. They're all getting the same information, and everybody with whatever condition is getting better.
Dr. Peters, for those that have an interest after hearing you today participate in the Take 10 program, how do they get in touch with you or get in touch with the program to get more information?
Well, there's several ways. One, there's the website, which is probably a popular way of reaching us. It's just at take10program.org, O-R-G.
Okay.
So www.take10program.org. The other is an 800 number, 800-920-3438.
Let's do that again. 800-920-3438.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And a client advisor can advise them and give information and details on the program. And yeah, I can, in fact, help schedule them for the available program that they'd be interested in at the best date for them.
Okay. Well, Dr. Peters, thank you so much for being with us today on Health and Longevity. And I wish you the best of success. And I know your wife, Cheryl Peters, has a doctorate in clinical nutrition, is a dietitian, is a co-founder with you in this program. And I wish both the best of success as you continue to help patients to a longer and healthier life.
Well, thank you very much. And it's exciting to share some of the activities and the type of program that can help people achieve good health.
Okay. Thank you.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's it for this week. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.